and welcome to the Flow in Corporate Treasury podcast, Deutsche Bank Corporate Bank's podcast, which delivers you insights straight from the source. Increasing process automation is a goal nearly every corporate treasurer is working against to save costs, reduce errors, and free up time for strategic work. Yet for treasurers at new economy companies, workflow automation is most crucial. On the one hand, their customers don't excuse delays because in a digital e-commerce world, everything has to be instant and smoothly integrated. And on the other hand, new economy companies often act as intermediaries between different parties. And thus, cross-border payments naturally sit at the heart of these business models. In this episode, we'll look at the example of Tiket.com, a leading online travel agency in Indonesia, which has teamed up with Deutsche Bank to eliminate any manual work around the company's payment and FX processes. My name is Desiree Buchholz, and I'm delighted to have the corporate treasurer of Tiket.com on the show today, who will talk us through the project, for which his team was awarded Best in Class Treasury Solution in ASEAN by the Adam Smith Award in 2023. Welcome, Eddie Putra. It's so nice to have you on the show.
Hi, Desiree. Thank you. Thanks for having me. And a very thoughtful introduction.
Thank you, Eddie. As we are speaking to an international audience, could you please start off by providing a few details on Tiket.com? The company is one of the fastest growing online travel agency in Indonesia, but what does that mean in numbers?
Now, Tiket was founded in 2011 as Indonesia's pioneer online travel agent. And we have rapidly become the fastest growing app. With now, we have over 15 million installations up to date. And with a fast network, we have now collaborates with over 114 airlines covering 225 countries, regions, and territories. We have extensive range of accommodations with inventories totaling over 3.6 million, along with 77,000 plus active visits and attractions. And we host over 3,400 events and also a comprehensive travel solutions for our users. Additionally, we have also a contract with 200 plus car rentals and airport transfer services across almost 100 cities, along with more than 30 airports and station pickup points across the country. So in terms of numbers, we are quite big and we'll keep growing.
These are indeed impressive numbers. And maybe to give a bit of background also, digital consumption is booming in Southeast Asia, driven by a young middle class. And at the same time, gross merchandise value for travel in the region has increased from $3 billion in 2021 to $14 billion in 2023, last year, according to an analysis by the consultancy Bain. How are you benefiting from these two trends?
Yes. So, of course, the booming digital consumption and the significant increase in travel-related consumption in the region present a substantial opportunity for us. So, as a company that's born right in the middle of this dynamic market, we're well positioned to capture the larger market of the a larger share of the market and keep expanding our customer base. And we also have the opportunity and leverage to expand our product offerings. Of course, we keep adding new hotels and new airline partners, offering new methods of travel. Like we just recently launched intra-city bus and also ferries. And we also recently receiving tailored travel packages. So we can tailor your travel experiences according to your need. Now, we leverage our core competencies in technology and data to improve our customer experience, streamlining their booking process, provide personalized recommendations and product offerings to better meet the needs and preferences of our market.
And I'm sure most of our listeners will have used online travel agencies to book flights, hotels, and events before, but most of them probably won't be familiar with the business model that sits behind it. Could you please explain how you are earning money and how this business model creates challenges for you as the corporate treasurer, the treasury function?
Of course. Okay. As an online travel agent, our business model is basically to facilitate the booking of all travel-related services, such as flight, hotels, car rentals, etc. in a smarter way using technology. So naturally, the biggest stream of revenue for us will be coming on commissions. And of course, in some products is through markups. So when customer come to our platforms and make a purchase, we receive commissions from the service providers, from the airlines, be it a hotel or an airlines. And apart from those core travel bookings, we also earn additional revenue stream from ancillary services like travel insurance, airport transfer, and car rentals as part of our customers' traveling journey.
So this already explains that payments and cross-border FX are challenges for you as the corporate treasurer, I would imagine. So maybe we can go a little bit more into detail about this part. Last year, you partnered with Deutsche Bank to streamline payment and FX risk management processes and to automate FX settlement to offshore hotels and partners. Why did you decide to revamp your existing processes? How did the existing processes look like?
Right. So basically, we continuously try to challenge our working flow, whether we are doing things correctly, we're finding opportunities for reduction in overall risk, improving our cash flow, better meet our governance needs, and of course, in terms of efficiency and also cost saving. So that exercise has become like a nature for us. And we like to explore new ideas with our banking partners to see if they have new structures that we can leverage on and to maintain our competitive advantage. So specifically with the case with Deutsche Bank, they have been approaching us. Basically, it's just start us from a casual introduction. But after several sessions, the discussion focused further on more of the flows that is unique to Tiket.com on cross-border payments. Because that's, like you said, it's one of our core payment corridor. So we collaborate and we come out with a more productive approach on cross-border payments rather than the plain vanilla international bank transfer that we have as a conventional product.
So how does the new automated workflow now look like, which replaces your existing processes?
Okay, so basically the new flow takes out manual intervention in creating payment instructions. So by using our current existing internal reports, once we have checked and satisfied with the data, we simply connect and pass on the agreed data set to Deutsche Bank, where the system is actually doing the heavy load of filtering, parsing, and compiling all the information. It then executes the necessary actions, whether it's an FX conversion or triggering a payout instruction based on pre-agreed sets of rules.
And can you quantify the cost savings or and process efficiencies due to the new automated workflow?
Yes, we saw improvements in three angles that brought us to the structure. So in terms of efforts in man hours, we see reductions of almost, actually more than half of what we were doing normally. In terms of risk, we significantly reduced the duration of our FX exposures. And in terms of cost, I think all I can say is that we are now very confident to push our commercial colleagues to expand and to add more offshore partnerships because we can now support payments in most native currencies with minimum cost.
Wow, that's quite impressive. And what currencies are we talking about? Can you specify, give a few examples?
The corridors that we established with Deutsche Bank that I believe is very strong is between Southeast Asian countries. But they also have the ability to support payments of up to 190 plus currencies. So anytime my commercial needs to add hotel in a new country, we can say, now let's do it because I don't need to go to my bank and check whether they can support this payment channel or not.
So let's look ahead. I mean, the new workflow encompasses payment settling with overseas hotel. That's what you just explained. But do you plan to expand the solution to other partners or to other regions as well?
So the good thing is that the structure that we now have with Deutsche Bank is generate and it's quite flexible. So in a sense, adding new payment destination should not be a problem. Although the payment methods are often embedded with the master commercial agreements. So once we see the solution works better, of course, we will try to push and onboard it to the structure. The change of payment methods requires change in commercial agreement. So it's not like an on-off switch. So if we have already set or specify a payment method with a certain partner, we want to change to through Deutsche Bank, sometimes we need to change the agreement first.
Wrapping up, what would be your recommendation to fellow treasurers who are considering to automate their payment and FX workflows as well?
Of course. So based on our experience, we have a framework that we follow, which is first is, of course, we have to understand and assess your current workflow comprehensively, identify the many aspects, touch points, and risks involved in your payment workflow, which hopefully could help you identify specific pain points and risks that you see room for improvements. Second, setting clear objectives, a goal to work on. So in our case, the original push factors were cost efficiency and improving currency risks. Third will be collaborate with your banking partners. We make it a habit to check with our partners annually, semi-annually, to see whether there's new products or solutions on the market. And sometimes the addition can come out over just simple chats, and then we continue from that. Fourth, we make sure to protect your data, because in this digital era, data is very sacred. So you have to exhaust the structure with questions on data security, privacy, and compliance. Then you need to stay committed to compliance, because especially in our markets where we operate, it requires additional regulatory compliance. We have to ensure to always work within that framework, and DB bankers have been very supportive on this.
Eddie, so many thanks for sharing your experiences with us and for being our guest on the Flow in Corporate Treasury podcast. I've learned a lot today, and I'm sure the solution you presented will be helpful for other companies as well, be it from the OTA sector or for other firms operating in Asia Pacific. Thank you so much.
Always happy to share. Thanks for having me, Desiree.
If you're interested in more case studies around corporate treasuries, subscribe for our bi-weekly Flow News Bites, which deliver you in latest updates from Deutsche Bank Corporate Bank. Stay tuned.